Okay, today's daf is Nazir daf Lamed Beis.
And we will start with the Mishnah on Lamed Aleph Amed Beis, just one line relating to the sugi that we have been talking about in this perek about the machlokas between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel regarding Hektish and Hektish Bita'us. We connected that to the sugya, the fact that it could be easier to make something Hektish, and even by mistake it might become Hektish, at least according to one of the Tanaim, right? There's no such thing as a Mechira Bita'us that Beis Shammai allows. It's only Hektish Bita'us based on certain Limudim. We connected that to Tokadei Dibur because of the seriousness of the context. People wouldn't joke around. And there's just one other sugya that I forgot to mention, and that is the Mishnah in Maseches Kiddushin. It's easier to give something to Hektish in terms of kinyanim. It might not be machlokas discussion in the Rishonim and fleshed out by the poskim. It does that mean that you don't need a Maisa Kinyan for Hektish to be machdish something, or it's a different type of Maisa Kinyan? And that is the sugya of Amiras LeGavoa. Just saying something belongs to the Beis HaMikdash, Kimisiras LeHedyot, is as if it's giving. The Yerushalmi in Maseches Kiddushin says that that's based on the principle of Hashem Aretz Meloa. Really, naturally, everything belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We think that we own it. We think, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us powers to be able to control it, but really, ultimately, it's His. So when we give it back to the Beis HaMikdash, it's kind of reverting to its natural state, and that's why it is easier to get back to that state, and that's Amiras LeGavoa. So all those three topics could be connected. The Hektish Ta'us according to Beis Shammai, and the inability to retract Tokadei Dibur according to the Rambam, that extends Mekadesh in the Gemara to Makdish, and Amiras LeGavoa, these three topics. Okay, so now we continue. Says the Mishnah on Daf Lamed Aleph Amid Beis. Mi Shenadar Benazir. V'nishal HaChacham. V'asro. Somebody became a Nazir. And then the Mefarish adds in, five lines from the bottom, he thinks about his Nazirus, V'nizkar sheta b'naziruso, says the Mefarish, he thinks that he made a mistake. V'hischil hischaret bo. And he starts regretting it. And he starts thinking, well, obviously, this is not going to last. I'm going to go to a Chacham and he's going to be matirit for me. But even before that, he violates, because he thinks it's going to be removed. He drinks wine, he becomes tamei meis, and then he goes, and there's no such luck. He goes to the Chacham, and the Chacham does not matir it. That is the Mefarish. Interestingly, when the Rambam quotes this Mishnah, in Naziris, Perek Dalet, Halacha Yud Gimel, he does not quote exactly what the Mefarish says of Shasayayin and Nitma Lameisim. All the Rambam quotes is Shasayayin. He does not quote Nitma Lameis. It could be that the Halacha, according to the Rambam, would not apply in the case of Nitma Lameis. What exactly is the Halacha? So let's read it now. Mone Mishash Nadar. What does that mean? A big Chiddush. It sounds like you're allowed to count the days that he drank wine or became Tamei Meis as part of the Naziris. If I was a Nazir if I promised to be a Nazir for 40 days, and 5 of those days, 20 of those days, I drunk wine or even became Tamei Meis according to the Mefarish, so then that could count, because I thought it wasn't going to, but it could still count. It could very well be that the Rambam does not want to say Tamei Meis, because that's so sir. We're going to learn, if somebody gets his hair cut, or if somebody drinks wine during his Naziris, that's an Isser. Gets Malkus for that. But that does not ruin the Naziris. That's not Soser. Unlike Tomas Meis, which is Soser. So it could be that the Rambam left that out, because the Rambam would say that for sure cannot count. But the Mefarish adds it in, because again, he thought it was Beshogeg. He thought he was going to have it undone, and it was not undone. Part one. Nishal Lachacham Vihitiru. But if he was Shoel and he got a Heter, so then the whole thing is as if it doesn't exist, right? We've said in the past, a Hataras Chacham is Me'ekar Akar. We had the Shiloh, if you remember, back on Daf Chaf Aleph or so, Chaf Aleph Mabez. We had what about the Baal, beginning of the fourth parak, Me'ekar Akar Odilma Megas Gaias. We had the question, and Lamaskana, we seem to be Mechalik between them. The Chacham is Okar Lamafreya. Wow, and that's called Matir, because Matir is untying something. You untie as if it was never there, while a Chacham is Megas Gaias. It just prevents it from continuing. Though we had a difficult Rambam that seemed to say the opposite in one formulation. But either way, a Chacham is Oker. So the Halacha is, what happens if he would already separated and designated karbanos. Haisal abeimah mufreshes. He already had designated animals to give for his karbanos nazirus, and then his nazirus disappears. Teitzei v'tira beeder. They go and they become chulin. That is the halacha. And everybody seems to agree to that halacha. That is why Beis Hillel then asks Beis Shammai, Amru Beis Hillel Beis Shammai, Iyatem modim bazeh. Don't you agree to that? That if I separate a karbanas and then add a hataras chacham, don't you agree that those animals become chulin? So, why is it that any different than a regular case of being makdish something by mistake? Shu hektish toos, shetetzi v'tira beider. Isn't this like a hektish betaus? Right? Isn't a similar idea? So there is no response recorded in the Mishnah. Beis Shammai now just adds in a different claim that he has to prove against Beis Hillel. But he doesn't answer this claim about what about if there was Hatara done, isn't that like Hekdesh Betoas? So Tosfos adds in and he says, well, he could have had a claim. There could be a big difference between trying to be mocked or something and there was some mistake in your das, versus where a chacham totally removes the whole institution of nazirus here. It could, in that latter case, you try to be a nazir, but the nazirus doesn't exist. That's worse than Tosfos. And that fish that Beis Shammai would agree to. Tosfos in Dibur Maskil Nishal, the first skinny line in Tosfos. Tekiva de nazirus lo chala leha, ein kan hektish toas klau. Vafila Beis Shammai modu. Even Beis Shammai would agree to that. This isn't a hektish betos. There is no hektish. There is no nazirus here. Dafka, in the case, Tosfos says, Dafka kisha amar shor shachar sheyetzi rishon ye hektish v'yetzi lavan. I'm makdish something and there was something different in my hakdasha. Hasam halavan hektish. The lava could be hektish and because there's a hakdasha there. And it was just a mistake in Hakdasha, it was Hakdasha. But here, skip a couple of lines. Aval hacha, she nazirus lo chal alav meikara klau. Now, it comes out that the nazirus was never chal on him. Va'abeima lo hufrisha, elo lezorach ha-nazirus. I separated this for a nazirus. The rabbi says there is no such nazirus. So v'kana nazirus lesa, hektish nami lesa, v'gara zeh mehektish tos. This is worse than regular hektish toes, and therefore it wouldn't be allowed. What would Beis Hillel answer back to that claim? Right? Doesn't Beis Hillel know that? The Tosfos doesn't continue the conversation. Once he had one claim back, this is what Beis Shammai could say. So it could well be that Beis Hillel would say, well, Hataras Chacham is like toes. If you remember, back in Nedarim, it wasn't so long ago, we had our top 10 Rans or so. So one of them was Nedarim, the Ran in Chaf Aleph Amabes. Back in Nedarim, where the Ran there was machalik between two types of Hataras Chacham, Pesach and Charata. Two types. What does Pesach do? What does Charata do? So Bezer will get back to this later on today's daf. But the Ran there says Pesach works through Taus. It works through, if I would have known this, I would never have done it. I was under a mistaken impression. Says the Ran. Klomar, she'elo lahatir b'charata el b'pesach, shahaneder shehu nitar b'pesach, mochiach mitocho shehu neder ta'us. If it was nitar al yidei pesach, which you remember was, it was something that I couldn't have, I didn't think of. Not charata, where I was upset at the time and I was out of control. That's charata, like we said. But this is pesach is like a ta'us, and it's ke'ein arba'a nedarim. Right, it's like those four nedarim that the Mishnah, the beginning of the third paragraph of nedarim says, "Hitiru chachamim," automatically. V'hainu taima da'ad of Pesach v'charata. The Ran continues, "Lefisha kol neder shu'niter v'pesach, hari hanoder omer, sha'afilu bitchila kishenadar." Even if I would have known this, ilu hayanosin alibo, oso Pesach, if I would have thought about that, if I would have known that this is so embarrassing to my to me, if I would have thought this, lo hayanoder, I wouldn't have made the neder in the first place. V'nimsa nidra b'taos. That's a neder betos, and that's how the chacham gets out of it. Charata is different. Aval neder shunita becharata in a motziim atzmo shum inyan shilo hayanoso alibo bitchila shlo hayanoter. It's not that. Oh, if I would have thought about this, he knew exactly what he was doing. He was just out of control, and he did it too quickly. Elashu omer achshav mitoch hakaas o mitoch mehirus nadarti. The achshav ani mischareta shenadarti meolam. Now I have charata for what I did. I'm not changing anything that I did. I just feel bad about what I did. But it's not that. Oh, if I would have known that. So if you say that hatara, at least through Pesach, works through Taus, so maybe that's what Beis Hillel is saying in our Mishnah. Beis Hillel is saying that, what do you mean? You're being mechalik between Taus and Hataras Chacham? No, Hataras Chacham works through Taus. And therefore, that was his claim against Beis Shammai. Okay, continuing though, so now Beis Shammai has another claim against Beis Hillel. I think that Hekdesh Tos should work. Why? We have a precedent. Amar lahen Beis Shammai, I atem odim, don't you admit, b'mi sheta'a v'kara l'tishi asiri, meiser behema, mitzvah daraisa, to tithe my animals. Right? There is meiser that is daraisa. We have meiser of tvua, which is daraisa. Meiser Rishon, Meiser Sheni, Meiser Ani, all of those are Daraisa, that's Meiser Tevua. Then we have Meiser Behema, which is also a Dinda Araisa, right here, to give a tenth of my animals from my sheep of every flock. Whenever we mention Meiser, we're going to get into this a little bit deeper in a minute, but whenever we mention Meiser, we like to mention the thought of Rav Pam, where Rav Pam notes, why is it that you have to count out through the fence? 1, 2, 3... And then every 10, you mark with a red stripe, and then you give that. Just how many animals you have? 100? So give 10 of them. 10%. What do you have to go through the process of 1, 2, 3? Just 10%. And by the way, that's why we don't have Meiser Behema today. Because the chiv is only once you pass them through and you count them. If I'm not Moneh, so then it never comes up. There's no Meiser. And Bizman Hazeh, we don't want Karbanos walking around. So that's why we don't do Meiser Behema today. We don't do the process of Hafrasha. But ask Rav Pam, why don't you just take percent? Says Rav Pam, beautiful. It's hard to give 10% of your animals as a Karban. It's hard to give. So you know what Hakadosh Baruch Hu says, I'll make it easier for you. Count out yours first. 1 for me, 2 for me, 3 for me, 9 for me, 1 for Hashem. That's a way that makes it a little easier. Not just 10%. Count 90% is mine. I can give 10% to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the message of Meiser. We'll get more back to Meiser soon. But Hashem, let's just finish the Mishnah. So Beis Shammai says, Iatem Odim, don't you admit, B'mi Shetah of Akara L'tashi Asiri, if somebody makes a mistake and they're counting out, and by mistake, the ninth animal that went through, they call number 10. Ula Sirichi, and they got mixed up, and then they called, oh, I messed up. So then they called the 10th one that went out, 9. Ula Chadasar Asiri, and then they called the 11th one, 10. So they did 10, 9, 10. Guess what? Says the Mishnah, Shehu Makudosh. All three are Makudosh. Not that all three have the status of Meiser. That's a discussion elsewhere. But they all have some type of Kedusha as a Karban. So it says Beis Shammai, don't you see from there that there's Hekdesh Betaus? Right? It works. Amar Lahem Beis Hillel says, no. That's not a rule. That's an exception. That's a gzeiras hakasev. Lo hashevet kidsho. It's not that the staff that you put on the animal and said 10, that made it a kadosh. That's not what happened. It's not that you were makadish it. You were makdish it. And therefore you could ask, isn't it hektish tawis? Umay, I'll prove it to you, says Beis Hillel. What if he labeled number 8 or 12? As 10, Shema Asaklum, you think he accomplished anything? It's not Kadosh there. So you see, it's not the staff that is being Makdish. Ela Kasuv Shekidesh Asiri, Hu Kidesh Hatashi Vesacharasar. It's the Pasik that sanctified the 10th, also sanctified the 9th and the 11th, but it's not that I am being Makdish. And therefore, it's not a Raya for Hektish Betos, because it's a Dabar Zabemela. Right? It's not that I am doing it. There is a discussion, a little discussion in the Rishonim. It's not so loud, and that is, who gets Meiser Behema? Meiser Behema, if you look in the Torah, does not specify. The Torah just says, at the end of Parshas Bechukosai, that there's a mitzvah of Meiser Behema, right? Mitzvah Shin Samach in the Sefer HaChinuch. He quotes, La'aser kol behemos tahoros. To give meiser, shehein bakar, tzon, ve'izim. Cattle, sheep, and goats. Hanoladot be'edreinu b'chol shana v'shana. That are born each year. Ula havi ha'meiser li'Yerushalayim, ula ochlo sham. The chinuch is clear. Meiser behem is just like meiser sheni. I don't have to give it to anybody. I bring it up, and I makrev it, and it's kutche kalim. And the owner could eat it. It's just like any chulin, not chulin animal, but it's a karbon, let's say like a shlamim, that I'm able to eat. So I, the bialim, eat most of it, and I have to give the chazeh and the shok to the kohen. Okay, that's the, like a regular karbon shlamim. Achaji karab, achil avadam, hem bamizbech. As the pasuk says, v'chol meiser bakar batzon, kol ashi yavadak l'shevet, ha'asiri yiyye kodesh. That's the halacha. There is, though, a faint suggestion, not so common, in Rishonim, and in one of the Achronim, at least, that there is a lechatchila to give it to a Kohen. It's not listed in the Matnas Kahuna. Meiser, right? We have Reishis HaGeiz, and we have many others. But there's Matnas Aniyim, there's Matnas Kahuna, and then there's Meiser Behema. Bechor is a Matnas Kahuna. I have to give the Bechor to the Kohen. But Meiser Behema, who says? The Torah just says it's Kodesh. What does that mean? So Rov Rishonim assume it's Kodesh, it's a carbon, and you take it up, and you keep it, and you eat it as a carbon shlamin. But there is a Ritva. There is a Ritva, the Ritva of Maseches Shabbos. The Ritva there says, on Daf Nun Dalet, the Gemara there discusses 12,000 calves Havi Ma'aser Reb Elazar ben Azariah. He had a ton of calves, a lot of agolim. So ask Tosvos, ask the Ritva, Reb Elazar ben Azariah lived after Churban Abayis. Right? So how is it that he was doing Ma'aser Behema? Hiksha B'Tosvos, the Ritva asks there. Yeah, but it's also Tosfos there. Reb Elazar ben Azariah lachar Churban Havei. Shari Nismana B'Yemei Reb Shimon ben Gamliel. Remember, we know the whole story. Reb Elazar ben Azariah was after Rabbi Gamliel. He quotes Reb Shimon ben Gamliel. It's a mistake. It should be Rabbi Gamliel. After the story with him and Rabbi Yeshua, and Rabbi Gamliel embarrassed Rabbi Yeshua, and they removed him, Brachas Chav Zayin, and then they appointed Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, he grew a white beard overnight, Harif HaShivim Shana, that's all after the Churban. Vila Rabbi Gamliel Nismana Acher Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai. Rabbi Gamliel was after Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai, who lived B'Shas Churban. He made the 9 Takanos Zecher L'Churban. Shenim Shecha Nisi Uso Aba Acher HaChurban. Kidetznan, Mishachar Beis HaMikdash, Hiskin Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai. So Reb Elazar ben Azariah was 2 generations later. Reb Yochanan ben Zakkai, then Reb Gamliel, then Reb Elazar ben Azariah. So how could he have all this meiser? So a couple of answers. Tosfos' answer is, Ulai, maybe meiser behema continued even after the Churban. Ulai lo haisa gzeira shal meiser behema miyal lachar ha-churban, vayezeh kodem ha-gzeira. Inam ishizeh ha-yakodem ha-churban v'al yapotropis. Maybe it was he yarshin them. Then he quotes the Ramban for Rabbeinu Hagadol Zal Pirish to lav davi meiser mamish ela shaya roi la aser. It doesn't mean that he had meiser. It's just describing how many animals he had. He had so many animals that if he would have lived in the base of Mikdash, he would have given this many meiser. But then the third answer is what's important for us. Veli nira, says the Ritva, de meiser mamish. It was meiser. Velo shaya kore alehem shem meiser. He wouldn't designate them as meiser. Ela shahaya nosein haraui lo meiser lekohanim. Shelo yireh kimishayer eitzel matnas kahuna. He wasn't real meiser, but he just took that number that in the days of the Mikdash would have been meiser and gave them to the kohanim. So it doesn't appear as if he is withholding matnas kahuna. What's clear from the Ritva? That he holds that meiser goes to the kohen. Meiser goes to the kohen. He doesn't quote any source for it. Where's the source for this? It just says Kodesh. Are there Gemaras that explicitly say it? So the Nitziv, in the end of the Hamak Davar, it's in the Hosafos, in the old ones, but in the new Hamak Davar that Rav Kuberman put out, they put it in, on the Pasuk, Perachat Zayin Pasuk Lamed Aleph. He says it's based on a Pasuk in Divrei Hayamim, that there's Alisa Lachatchila to give it to the Kohen. Says the Nitziv, Lo Nisparish Yafeh, Lomi Magia Hamaiser. It's unbelievable. It's a suffix on a dindar isa. What are we supposed to do with our meiser behema? The Ritva says, give it to the Kohen. When Rov Rishonim say, the Chinuch says, take it to Yerushalayim and eat it there. Such a major machlokas. But says the Nitziv, he doesn't quote the Ritva, but he says, Ubaba Kabbalah de meiser lebailim. So he goes to the owner. Mikom makom harei metzina b'divar hayam and beiz lamed alevav. The pasuk says, "Uvene Yisrael v'Yehuda gamheim maaser bakar vatzon heviu vayitnu aremos aremos heviu." They brought it to the Kohanim. They brought it. So the Nitziv says, "I think that even though there's no obligation to give it to the Kohen, this was a minhag." Afal gav shu labaylim mikamakam imrotze nosin lekohanim. Nimsa shadin behema kamo din meiser sheni tesamichle. The afal gav denechal labaylim b'Yerushalayim. It was supposed to bring you Yerushalayim and teach you Yiras Shemayim, v'chulu. But that is an important machlokas about the general issue of Meiser and who does it go to. Just one other point, and that is, the halacha is, the chinuch quotes here in Shin Samach, Meiser is ba'aretz u'b'chutz la'aretz. The Rambam quotes. He quotes the Rambam. Because of the Rambam, it's a mitzvah zunu heges, bein zacharim nekeves, bein yisraelim, bein bekohanim belevim, ba'aretz u'b'chutz la'aretz, bifnei abayis v'shlo bifnei abayis. Zeo din Torah. Gzera d'rabanan, we say we don't do it anymore afterwards. Really, there's a machlokas tanoim about this. The Minchas Chinuch quotes in Os Yud Ches, that Rabbi Akiva holds, there's only Meister Behema in Eretz Yisrael. Rabbi Kiva says Meister Behema in Chutz La'aretz is not Kadosh Lahakrif. Ve'ein makrivin be'beis hamikdash ra kadosh v'ne'achal b'mumo. You're not makrivin in the beis hamikdash if it was in Chutz La'aretz. It's kadosh. It has a status, but then you wait till it gets a mum. Wait till it gets a mum. And the Menachas Chinuch has a fascinating discussion here. What has to happen in Chutz La'aretz? What do you mean Chutz La'aretz? What happens if you have animals in Chutz La'aretz and you bring them to Eretz Yisrael? Does it go by birth? Does it go by when you did the walking through the fence? Like, what's the mechayev? So the Menachas Chinuch says, Ani mesupek v'das Rabbi Akiva. Itali adavar beleda de behemos hanoladim b'chutz la'aretz ein ha'maiser shalhem nigrav kemo bechor de nolad b'chutz la'aretz ein ha'griven o efshar de tali hechid ha'chal of ha'kdusha u bechor de kdusha sa meirechem. That goes by leda, but maiser goes by shas, walking through. And then he says, l'maskana, I think it's tali on their 8-day birthday. Because that's the day they're roy to be a karban. The pasuk says in Emor, and therefore he says, I think that's the key. If that happens in Chutz La'aretz, then it's a Chutz La'aretz animal. If that happens in Eretz Yisrael, it is an Eretz Yisrael animal. That's what I think is the issue. Just like Fila Meiser by fruit, you have a moment in time. So too v'chein la'efich. He says in Noldu v'yatsu v'chutz rizman. He goes, it's totally on the Chutz Rizman issue. Okay, there's a lot more there, but. We'll leave it for now. Okay, so continues the, that was just a little bit about Meiser. Now let us get into the Mishnah. So again, the beginning of the Mishnah had said that even if I mistakenly partake of wine, let's say, according to everybody, even the Rambam, if I drink wine during the time of, though I'm supposed to be a Nazir, then I go to a Chacham and it doesn't, remove it from me, it's still, I can still count those days. Says the Gemara, Mani Mastisan, Lo Rav Yossi v'lo Rabbanon. Who is the Mishnah according to that allows you to count those days? It's not like Rav Yossi or the Rabbanon. Titanyo, because the Brisa says, Mishanadar v'avron Niziruso. If somebody violates their Nizirus, Ein Nizkakin Lo. We don't relate to him. Exactly what that means. This is a Knas de Rabbanon. On a Daraisa level, what's the problem? Just deal with him. On a Darabana level, we delay. Some say this means we don't give him an easy heter. Some say we just don't let him bring his karbanas. But in his kakalo, we just delay him somewhat. How long? Ella im kain, we only relate to him unless he, el im kain, noheg bahen iser kiyamim shenog ben heter. He has to make up those days. Now the Tanakhama says, if he drank wine for 15 days, he's got to make up an extra 15 days. He's got to make up as many days as he partook of the Isser. Reb Yossi Omer Dayu Shloshim Yom. Reb Yossi says, if he has a big Nazirus, he doesn't have to make up, even if he drank wine for 150 days, he only has to make up 30 days. Just that was what they were kones, this individual. So the Gemara says, E Rabbanon Kasha Nazirus. So we're going to go with the Rush's Girsa. The Rush and Tosfos flip the Girsa here. E Rabbanan Kasha Niziris Miruba. If it's the Rabbanan Shita that says you have to recount everything, so that's a problem, because our Mishnah says you don't have to recount anything. Right? A large Niziris, that's a problem. E Reb Yossi Kasha Niziris Muetes. And if it's Reb Yossi Shita, Reb Yossi says you have to at least do 30 days. So at least have a Niziris Muetes, at least 30 days you should have to recount. And our Mishnah, and delay. And our Mishnah says you don't have to delay anything. You can even count those days. So the Gemara says, Ibayis Tema, Reb Yossi, Ibayis Tema, Reb Yossi, Ibayis Tema, Rabbanan. A little different than usual. Ibayis Tema, Reb Yossi. Maybe our Mishnah could be like Reb Yossi, Kama Naziris Meruba, Kama Naziris Muetes. When Reb Yossi says you have to make it all up, that's what he says in, I'm sorry, Reb Yossi says you have to do 30 days. So that's what our Mishnah means. What our Mishnah means, you can count them, it means beyond the 30 days. Meaning you have to delay 30 days, but if it's more than that, you could count that towards your Naziris. So Rabbi Yossi can fit into our Mishnah, Vibayis Tema Rabbanan, or maybe you can fit into the Rabbanan who say that you're not allowed to count it. So switch what the Mishnah says, Lo Tema Misha Ashen Nazar, Ela Ema Kim Misha Ashen Nazar. Not that you can count from the time you made the Naziris, but you could count after you wait the time. From the beginning of, from when you were Nozer and you violated. Okay, so we work it out how the Mishnah can be according to either opinion. 2 points. Number one is this Knas only if the violation was Bemezid? Because usually knasos, fines, are people who violate b'mezid. People who know they're doing something wrong, right? The Gemara in Gittin talks about katu shogi atu mezid sometimes, but really a knas makes sense if somebody was doing something b'mezid. The Maharit, quoted here by all the Achronim, says only b'mezid. Only b'mezid. If he violated any trick, you can't count that, you have to wait. But if it was shogeg, so then he forgot he was a nazir and he drank wine, you're allowed to count those days, says the Maharit. But the Lecha Mishnah and the Mishnah Lamelech all point out that it, first of all, doesn't sound that way from our Gemara. From our Mishnah, what does our Mishnah say? Our Mishnah just sounds like, or even the Braisa. Our Mishnah says, Misha Nader Benazir, Vinisha Lechacham, Vasru. He was no Nader Benazir. It doesn't say that it was Dafka Mezid. Sounds like all cases. And the Rambam's even more clear. The Rambam says, when he quotes our Mishnah, Misha Nader Benazir, Vidima She'eno Neder, and he imagined in his own mind that it's not a Neder, Vahaya Noe Keter Benedro Vashasayayin, and that's why he drank wine. So it's pretty clear from the Rambam that it's even Shogeg. And this is a knas. This is a knas of, you can even say, even Shogeg got to Mezes. So the Mishnah Malach points out that the Maharit is against the Rambam, and the Maharit seems against the Pashas of the Gemara. The Pashas of our Gemara sounds like that it is not limited to cases of Mezid. Number one. Number two, the other point to mention, and that is, this is a machlokas about Nazirus. What about Nedarim? What about if somebody made a Neder not to eat something for a certain amount of time, and then they partook of it, and at the end they want to get Hataras Nedarim? Would this same machlokas appear by Nazirus? We don't have this by Nedarim. We only have it by Nazirus. So that's a machlokas Rishonim, the Beis Yosef. In Yaradeh and Simon Reish Ches, quotes a machlokas, Ramban, Rashba, whether you would say it's the same machlokas by Nedarim, meaning the Tanakhama would say you have to wait this whole amount of time that you messed up, while Rabbi Yossi says, no, only 30 days, or do we say, no, the concept of 30 days is a Naziris halacha. Right, 30 days means, but some Naziris is Shloshim Yom, like we had before back on in the first parak. But it doesn't mean that all Nedarim, what is a Neder? If you don't specify by a Neder, says the Beis Yosef, at least according to the Ravid, Tahad Arminah de Naziris Meruba, Dayu Shloshim Yom, Dafka Benaziris, Shestamo Kashir Hazeb, Aval Nedarim, Afilu Nechshal Kama Tzarech Sheyinok Isar Kiyamim, Shavlem Heter. So there's a machlokas whether by Nedarim you would say for sure the Tanakhama is right, or you would say it's a parallel machlokas. So he quotes a tshuva of the Rashba. The Rashba says he thinks it would be a parallel machlokas, or else the Gemara would have specified that it was something different by Nedarim. But that's two important points. Number one, shogeg mezid. Number two, nazir neder.
According to the Rabbanan, is this an emendation of the text?
According to the Rabbanan, it's a change of the text, basically, yes. So it's how we have to understand the text. Doesn't mean Misha, it's Kim Misha Shenadar. Yes, it's like like we had yesterday, where we changed the Ta'ale to Allah, we changed the tense. Okay. Nishalach HaChamim Viti Ruvachulu. So the Mishnah says, what about the second case? The second line of the Mishnah was, if you got it matired, and you had a designated animal, so then the animal becomes chulin. And that was a raya, Beis Hillel brought, of Hekdesh Betos. Amr b'Yirmiya, mi de Beis Shammai, nishbala de Beis Hillel. From Beis Shammai Svara, you can learn something about Beis Hillel. Meaning, Beis Shammai holds Hekdesh Betos is Hekdesh, and yet, in the case of Ataras Nedarim, like we spoke about, where he was matir the whole Nazirus, Beis Shammai agrees to that. Beis Shammai agrees that the animals go to Chulin. So let's think of a case where we don't hold Hekdesh Betos Hekdesh, but we hold Tmura Betos is Tmura, as we said. So we're going to have a parallel within Beis Hillel. Lav Amri Beis Shammai, didn't Beis Shammai say Hekdesh Betos Havi Hekdesh? Even though Hekdesh Betos is Hekdesh, Kiven de Igloi Milsa de Lav Shapir Nazar Tetzi Vitira Beidar, but they agree that if you had a Hatara, you had a removal by a Chacham of the Nazirus, even Beis Shammai would agree that it's chulin. So the Beis Hillel nami avagav da amri tmuras betos havi tmura. Even though we say tmura by mistake, if somebody says this should be a substitute for my ola and it's really a shlomim, it's still I violate tmura and it is kadosh. Hani mili hecha de isa leikir hektish. That's only if the original animal still exists as a carbon. Aval hecha de misaker ikir hektish. It's akonami tmura. But let's say I'm maimer on animal A onto animal B, and then I'm shoel on my hektish, and animal A disappears. It's no longer a carbon. So the Gemara says, according to Rabbi Yirmiyah, Beis Hillel would agree, and we would agree in that case, that it is not Kadosh. Just like Beis Shammai agrees in the Hataras Chacham case by Nazir, so too we would agree in the Hataras Chacham case by Temura. Again, if you're Matir on a Behema that you are Mamer on. Okay. Amar Mar. We continue. So now this was the second half of the Mishnah, where Beis Shammai said, aren't I right? Hektish Tos, you agree by Meiser Behema, that I'm right. And Beis Hillel's answer was, no, that's Xeris HaKasav. That's not Hektish Betos, that's not coming from you, it's coming from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Itmar, Machlokes, Meiser, when it comes to Meiser, Rav Nachman Amar, Ta'uso Velo Kavanoso. Rav Nachman says, the 9 and 11 animal only becomes Kadosh if it was by mistake. If I knew that this was animal number 9, and I still labeled it as 10, it does not become Kadosh. Ta'uso velo kavanoso. Not if I did it with kavana. Rav Chisda, Rabba Barav Huna Amri, no. Ta'uso v'kol shekei kavanoso. No, if I did it by mistake, surely if I did it with kavana. Doing something with kavana always accomplishes more. Right, we'll have to talk about that after we finish this. But he says, surely. So machlokas. Rav Nachman and Rav Chisda. Amalei Rava l'Rav Nachman. Rav asked Rav Nachman, who's mechalek, l'didachta amart ta'uso velo kavanoso. According to you, who said it only by mistake, only if it was by mistake, but not if it was bekavana, to ka'amri Beis Shammai the Beis Hillel. When Beis Shammai says to Beis Hillel in the Mishnah, Yatem Odim, Shilakarl, Chi, Asiri, Vasiri, Chi, Ula Achar Asar, Asiri, Sheshlashtan Mukudashin, right, we have the statement that Beis Shammai said to Beis Hillel, hey, what about, you know, this animal? Isn't this case of Hektish? Vishtiko Beis Hillel. And Beis Hillel was quiet. What does that mean? He didn't answer, he didn't find a fault within Beis Shammai's claim. He just brought a different raya that to prove. So ask the Gemara, why didn't he go from within? Beis Shammai, I don't think your attack on me is correct. Lemru lahon, why didn't he, instead of saying, oh, what about 8 and 12, right, which he said, Lemru, why didn't he say as follows? Mala maiser shekid eno kadosh bekavana. No, according to you, who hold that Meiser is only Kadosh by mistake and not Kadosh by Kavana, that itself should show that you're not being makdish it by Meiser. What do you have to come on? Oh, you see, 8 and 12 you don't have power on. Just say, if you wanted to do 9 and 11, right? Beis Shammai's talking about 9 and 11. So just say, Beis Shammai, if you try to do 9, it's not going to work. So that shows you it's not me being makdish it. It's just like Kadosh Baruch Hu's. This is not shayach to be a case of Hektish Betos. So why didn't he answer that? So Amar of Simi Barashi, Hainu Taima. Why didn't he answer that? Delo Amri Lahon. This is the reason why they didn't say that to Beis Shammai. To Kalvachomeru, because Beis Shammai could have said back a Kalvachomer, which isn't the strongest Kalvachomer, but he could have said the Kalvachomer as follows. Ma Meiser She'eno Kadosh Bekavana, Kadosh Betaus. What do you mean? If Meiser, which is not Kadosh Bekavana, is Kadosh if you make a mistake, Hektish, then regular Hektish, She'kadosh Bekavana, Lo Koshekein, surely should be Kadosh Betaus. Rabbi Shammai could have used the Svara of Kavana always works. You're right, by Meiser, it's Xeris HaKasav that doesn't work. But by regular Hektish, surely. So Taus should, it shows that Taus would work. And the Gemara just ends off by saying that wouldn't have been such a strong Kalvachomer. V'elohi, de Hektish v'dai to demari toli. Because Hektish is toli on the das of the master, and therefore Taus wouldn't work. L'maskana, so what do we end up with? We ended up saying that Beis Shammai's Kalvachomer back to Beis Hillel wouldn't have been so strong, and therefore Beis Hillel could have said this back to Beis Shammai. That's what Tosa says. Tosa says the maskana of the Gemara is that there are two claims that Beis Hillel could have said. The Mishnah just chose one of them. He chose the one about, you see 8 and 12 doesn't work. Beis Hillel could have said, you see 9 doesn't work when you try to have Kavana to be Makdish 9. Okay, that is the discussion of Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Generally, though, let's take a step back for a minute. Generally, we know that Kavana works better than without Kavana. If I try to accomplish something with Kavana, then it's going to work more. Sometimes if I try to do something without Kavana, mitzvahs tzrichas Kavana. Right, there's a Manda Amar like that, I would need Kavana. There is only one mitzvah that I could think of that no Kavana is better. And that, of course, is the mitzvah of Shichacha. There's one mitzvah that you cannot do with Kavana, and that is forgetting something. The only thing you can do is, once you did it, you can physically and demonstratively not go back and take it. But the Torah tells us in Parshas Kiseitze, Kisiksar Kitzircha V'Sadecha, when you are harvesting your field, V'Shachachta Omer Basadeh, and you forgot your bundle, Lo Zashuv Lakachto, don't go back. Lager, Layasom, Balamana, yeah. You have to leave it for the needy, the ger and the yasum and the amana. So that's a mitzvah. That's the trivia question of the only mitzvah you could only do by not realizing you're doing it. That's shechacha. That's the mitzvah, and it's counted as an asay. And it's not just a los asay, los hashuv lekachto. It's counted as an asay. Counted as an asay daraisa. Right? The sefer chinuch tav kuv tzadi beis mitzvah 592. Nitztavinu kishe nishkach omer basad elanichosham. To leave it there. Okay, you might say, oh, the forgetting is not the mitzvah. It's once you forgot. Okay, but still, creating the situation of the mitzvah is only without kavana, right? And that's what Rashi says. Rashi says on that pasuk. Rashi says, "Lo mani varechacha." If I do shichacha, Hashem will give me a bracha. B'chol ma'asei yadecha. So says Rashi. V'yaf al pi shebas liyado shelo b'miskaven. Even though I had no kavana to do it, kal v'chomer lo osa b'miskaven. Surely, if I do a mitzvah with kavana, Omar Meata, Nafla Sela Miyado, Umatza Ani Umas Paradispa, Hari Umas Barechalea, but close to Sifri. If I have a hole in my pocket, and money falls out, and an Ani finds it and uses it, I get the mitzvah of Tzedakah, and I get a special bracha of Lamani Yavarechacha, because that is the mitzvah of Shechacha. So, yes, normally there's a mitzvah. The rule is, in all areas of halacha, kavana is better than no kavana, with one exception to the rule, and that, of course, is shichacha, and you have to leave it there. And then he says, Ukshiyya, the chinuch says now, Alkein mechasada baruchu, it's a chesed of Hashem. I'll give you a mitzvah even though you didn't even know you were doing a mitzvah. Lo malos shukasem zu, kshiyya mikra, kshishkachena balasada, right, that you should leave it there for them. It also teaches you midas hanedivus and nefesh bracha to realize that is a mitzvah. Okay, we continue. Says the Mishnah, Mi shenadar binazir. Fahalach lahavias behemta umatza shenignava. This whole parak, as we see, is all about issues of mistake and not knowing. That's what this little parak is about. Not little, just a couple of blot. So if somebody makes a neder, and he has in mind, I'm going to bring my animals from my barn. And then he goes, after he made the neder, to be a nazir, and he realizes that they were stolen. He realizes they were stolen from his barn. So he's like, oh, I was only going to be a nazir when I had animals. So im ad shalom nignava behemto nazar, if the animals were stolen after, meaning he became a nazir, and then a week later his animals were stolen. Hare is a nazir. He's a nazir, because at the moment, at that time, he had animals, and there wasn't a mistake, right, at that in the original commitment. The im misha nignava behemto nazar eno nazir. But if it's only after the animals were stolen, and then at that moment he really didn't have them, eno nazir, then he is not a nazir. What does that mean? The Mefarish says it's me'eleha. It was a total mistake, and you don't even need to do anything. The Mefarish says, Hariz eno nazir. Tosfos on top says, no, it's an easy charata. It's an easy charata. If I would have known that I didn't have animals at this time, you know, so I definitely wouldn't have done it. That's what Tosfos on the fourth line says. Klomer havi charata ma'al yisa. Umat yelo achacham. It's an easy charata. The previous Tosfos, though, on Amud Aleph asks, I don't understand. What if the animals were stolen a week later? Still he should be able to be matur neder. If I would have known that my animals would be stolen a week later, so I would never have become a nazir. I don't have so many animals to supply. Right? It cost a lot of money, the animals. So he has Tosfos, in the middle of Tosfos, me. V'im tomar, v'ami t'chashvinon v'chol duchte pesach, ki amar le'adas ma'da nadar. If you would have known this, so why isn't this? It's stolen. So Tosfos has a yesod in laws of pesach and charata. V'yesh lomar, bottom of Amud Aleph. Tosfos says, v'yesh lomar, things that are somewhat common, you could say he had in mind. And when he made a neder, his das was, that's fine. It's normal. It's common. But stolen, my animals being stolen, that's not common. Or if churban, the base of Mikdash being destroyed, as we'll see soon. I have no idea. I'm not going to think that. I didn't have that in mind, so I'm gomer belibo that, you know, even if somebody tells me that, even if my animal is going to be stolen, I'm going to make this neder because I don't think it's going to happen. don't think that's going to happen, and that's why Tosa says you can't use this as an automatic, oh, even if it was stolen, even if it was stolen afterwards. Okay, so the Mishnah said, depends if it was stolen before or the Naziris was before. Continues the Mishnah, Vizu Ta'us Ta' Nachim Hamadi. This was a mistake that Nachim Hamadi made. What was his mistake? Kisha'olu Nazir Minagola by Bayesheni. When the Nazirim came up from Galus, Umatsu Beis HaMikdash Charev, and they found the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, Amar Lahem Nachum Hamadi, and they're coming to give their karbanos. And they're like, oh, no Beis HaMikdash. What are we going to do? Ilo Hayitem Yodash Beis HaMikdash Charev, Hayitem Nozrim. If you would have known there was no Beis HaMikdash, would you have made a neder? And he matered it for them. Amru Lolo, Vehitira Nachum Hamadi. He matered it because he said, oh, even though the Beis HaMikdash happened, the korban happened after they made a Naziris. So Ukshaba Adavra Yitzhak Chachamim, when the Chachamim heard about this Amru, they said, Kol She Nazar Achal Lachar Beis HaMikdash, Nazir. Whoever made a Naziris before the Churban, they're a Nazir. That's like when it got lost. Umi Shachar Beis HaMikdash Eino Nazir. So that was the mistake made by Nachim Hamadi. The Mefarish says that his mistake was that he held like Rabbi Eliezer, which we're going to have soon in from Nedarim, of Poschin Minolad, that you're allowed to be Poseach in any occurrence, even if it's far-fetched, in the future. But the Chachamim said back to him that that is not true. Period. Amar Rabba, Shetafuhu Rabbanan L'Rabbi Eliezer. Literally, the Rabbanan flooded. Shtifa, right, is to flood. To watch. They flooded Rabbi Eliezer. They mean they flooded him with arguments. V'ukme b'shita sayu. And they brought him over to their shita. Meaning Rabbi Eliezer. Which Rabbi Eliezer? The following one. Ditznan. The Mishnah tells us in Nedarim, Poschin Benolad, Divrei Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer says you're allowed to be Poseach Benolad. And the Mishnah there gets into all different details of what's Nolad. Items that I would never have thought of. V'chacham Mosrim, v'chacham Aser. So the Mishnah, the Gemara here says, Rabbah says that this Mishnah, our Mishnah proves that Rabbi Eliezer went over to the Shita of the Rabbanan. How does our Mishnah prove that? That is not, the Gemara doesn't explain. Machlokes Mefarish and the Rush. The Mefarish says, well, Nidarim is before Nazir in the order of Masechtas. And in Nidarim we have the Machlokes, and you come to Nazir and there's no Machlokes. Why didn't he agree with Nachum Hamadi that Poschim and Nolad? He didn't say a word. It must be he was Choser Bo. It must be he retracted. That is what the Mefarish says. Ki Hadar Asi Lahacham Zekla Nazir Odu Yodilei. Midikach Chazina Delo Pligi Alayba Masisan. That's a difficult shot. The Akronim pointed out, because it could be that the Machlokas was in one place. You don't always repeat every Machlokas. You know, you write it in one place, and Huadin in the other place. So, but that's the Mefarish. The Rush has a different shot. The Rush says, these Chachamim, what does the Mishnah say? All the rabbis came and said, you're wrong. Who was alive now? Nachum Hamadi, was right after the Churban. Who was alive? Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer, how do you know that? The famous Gemara in Gittin, when the students carried Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai out of the siege, in order to get out, and then he spoke to Vespasian, and he told Vespasian, you're the king, and if I'm the king, you know, where have you been? And that's the story related to Kol Nidre and HaMelech, that one of the Rebbes, when he heard HaMelech, he fainted. He said, why'd you faint? I thought of this Gemara. If I'm the king, where have you been? But that whole story, who were the students? So we don't focus on that. The students, one of the students was Rabbi Eliezer. So you know, he was there, right after the Churban. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, the students said when they carried him out, it quotes, who were the students? Nichnas bo Rabbi Eliezer mitzad echad, Rabbi Yeshua mitzad acher. So he was there. So if he argued still in this Mishnah, so it wouldn't have been that the rabbis would have come and said, you're totally wrong. Vizu tov, what did he tell us? He was like Rabbi Eliezer. Right, there's a shita out there. It must be that Rabbi Eliezer agrees, and he went over to the Shita of the Rabbanan. So, Machlokas Mefarish and the Rush, both interesting Shitos. Exactly how do we prove it? Good. Either way, we continue talking about that Shita of the Rabbanan. So, Rabbanan say you can't be Poseach B'Nolan. Again, Nolan means something that was totally unexpected. Why can't you use that as a Pesach? Because even if you would have gone to the person at the time you made the Neder, he would have said, I totally think that's not going to happen. It's not on my mind, so I'm going to make the Neder anyway. That's why you can't use that, according to the Chachamim. But, V'yomar Rava, now continue our Gemara, there's a limit. Af al gav da amar Rabbanan poschin b'nolad, even though the Rabbanan say you can't be poseach b'nolad, av al poschin b'tnai nolad. You can be poseach with a tnai nolad. What does that mean? Heichidami amri lahon, if they say to them, ilu at asa inish, v'amar lachon dechar beis hamikdash, mihavi nadritun, If somebody would have told you and convinced you, this is how Tosfos understands this line. If somebody would have convinced you that the Beit HaMikdash was going to be destroyed, would you have made the nether? Meaning they agree if it's something that could have been convinced, he could have been convinced about it, that Zeh Yachol Liot, then they would agree that that's okay. They would agree that that type of nether, that type of Pesach would be allowed. It wouldn't be called Nolad. Period. Amar Rav Yosef, Ihavi Hasam, Hava Amin Alon. If I was there in the time, in the earlier time, I would have convinced them that the Beis HaMikdash was going to be destroyed. Right? If I would have been there at the time when all these Nazirim came out to the Beis HaMikdash, I would have told them as follows. Amin Alon, Amin Alon, Haksiv, doesn't it say in Yirmiyahu? Heichal Hashem, Heichal Hashem, Heichal Hashem, Heima. What does that mean? Ze Mikdash Rishon and Mikdash Sheni. Period. So I would have said that. So that could be matir. How do you know from that pasuk anything? So Tosfos says, it says three Heichal Hashems, meaning there was going to be a base by a shlishi. So they knew the second one was going to be destroyed. That's how Tosfos understands. If you look in Rashi and Yirmiyahu, he has a different shot. Rashi and Yirmiyahu on this pasuk, you also have to read the whole pasuk. Rashi, the pasuk there says, Al tiftechu lachem al divrei hasheker, lemar. Yirmiyahu screamed to them, don't be so sure of yourself. To the false prophets, Heichal Hashem, Heichal Hashem, Heichal Hashem, Heima, who say, oh, there's a Beis HaMikdash here. What's the big deal? Don't think it's going to be destroyed. It's here, it's here, it's here. That's what Yirmiyahu is saying. But Rashi says, what's the three Heichal Hashems? The allusion to Aliyah L'Regel three times a year. Don't think that B'schus Aliyah L'Regel, you know, it's going to be saved. So, because, you know what? You're not going to be able to always do Aliyah L'Regel. Rashi says over there. But either way, Rav Yosef says, back to our Gemara, that I would have said this. So that would have been a good Pesach. Says the Gemara, no, it wouldn't have. Nehi diyadin lohon diyachrav, miyodin le'emasai. They knew it was going to be destroyed. Did they know when it was going to be destroyed? Says the Gemara, Amar Abaya, v'lo yadin le'emas. They didn't know. Yes, they did, v'aksiv. Shavuim, shivim, nechtach al amcha v'alir kachacha. What does that mean? 70... Right, Shavuim Shivim. Right, 70 and Shivim, 70 Shavuim and weeks and 70 Shivim Nechtach Al Abcha Valir Kachacha. So you have 70 plus 420, right, which is the altogether you have 490 here, right? You have the Shivim and then Shavuim. So we assume altogether that's 490, and that's how long there was from Bayis Churban Bayis Rishon. To Churban Bayis Sheni, you have the 70 years in between, and you have the 420 years that the Bayis Sheni stood. Right, you have to do the math. It says in it quotes that from Daniel. If you look in the Mefarish, second to last skinny line, Vaksib b'Daniel k'shehegla nevuchanetzar b'Churban Bayis Rishon Shivuim Shivim Nechtach Alam Chavaler Kachacha. That's the Gzera Shivuim. What does that mean? Shivim Shmitin Asidim Lavo. Right, 70 shmita means 70 times 7. That's 490. Mikan v'chorim beis shayni. V'im shivim shana shayni v'bavel. V'abba meyos v'eshrim shayni v'bayis shayni. 420 of bayis shayni. So you see, they knew. So Rav Yosef, the Gemara says, Rav Yosef could have had a good claim. Says the Gemara, v'yakati miyadina b'heyoma. They still wouldn't know which day. And they would say, oh, it's not going to happen while I'm a nazir. It's going to happen later. So therefore, it wouldn't have worked there. And that is why that wouldn't have been a good... Wouldn't have been a good claim. Okay, there's a lot to talk about here. Just one, I'll leave with a question, which maybe we'll get back to in the next year, because we'll talk about various different topics related on tomorrow's daf, which has very little Gemara on it, but there are topics to talk about, and as we always say, there shouldn't be less Talmud Torah, just because it's a shorter daf. Rav Meir Shapir would have wanted us to spend the same amount of time learning. So just leave us with a question. The Sharam Sian of Halacha here asks a very simple question. We know the Beis HaMikdash was going to be destroyed. Fine. But we know the halacha is makrivin afal pi shein sham bayis. You're allowed to give karbanos even without a Beis HaMikdash. You have a mizbeach, kitchel shaitav, a kitchel asid lavo, it's there, so you should be able to give karbanos. So I mean, even if they would have heard, oh, the Beis HaMikdash was going to be destroyed, they still might have been makriv nazirin, because they could bring their karbanos even without a Beis HaMikdash. So what's the whole discussion of, oh, the Beis HaMikdash would have been destroyed, even if they knew that? So you have to say, maybe they wouldn't have allowed them in to make the Mizbeach. They wouldn't have remembered where exactly the Mizbeach should go. There were other problems. So we'll touch on that, along with, we'll talk about Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel in general. We'll talk about the reasons for the Churban, put a bunch of different Gemaras together. We'll start doing that for tomorrow's Shir. Okay, we will stop here.